Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Owned.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Well, super curious, excited, and Kelly, we have an extraordinary guest today. We have Jenny Seit. She is a high-level multidimensional seer and medium. She has been doing this work for a long time, I think nearly a lifetime of hers. And she has many other modalities and gifts. We're going to have a lot of fun. And so welcome to our show, Jenny. What are you curious about today? What do you want to share with our audience?
Well, there's a lot going on that's actually positive on this planet.
Well, let's start with the positive, Jenny. I think that sounds really fun because let's just like thread it through our conversation today.
Well, I think, you know, if you would disconnect the TV, you would totally be in the zone of the nature and the planet and the climates that are changing and the vibration. So that's sailing along pretty well, you know, with vibrations changing, frequency, healing energy, all that's changing right now. But the TV would prefer to occupy you and not have you pay attention to that. But we are in a good vibration, and we are not in the 3D no more. We are right above the 4D, waiting for the bubble to burst, and we're getting there. And that's why a lot of the downloads are changing. The spiritual people know, you know, I would say the high-level spiritual people are setting the plan for the 4D. We, as the 144, the seers, the healers, have been contracted to complete this, and now we're setting forth the 4D plan.
Okay, Jenny, I've got to jump in. I've got to totally jump in because... like I'm on the ride with you, and so is Brian, and we're like let's go. But I want to take a step back for our beautiful AM 950 community that might not know what a multidimensional seer and medium and remote viewer is, because you have this information, and I know and I trust it, and that's why you're on the show. But for those that are like dialing in, listening to our show, going, who is this chick and why is she getting this information? Let's just play in that for just a moment before we jump back to all the beautiful information coming in.
And please let everyone know what you mean by 4D as well.
Yes.
4D is a dimension that our planet is ascending into. We're not in the 3D no more. So it's your mindset of conscience. And so you might have a person that thinks and processes in 3D, and they're going to stay in that 3D format because the conscience did not mature and get into higher levels of understanding. 4D, people have done their work, ascended into their development spiritually. Their vision is changing. Their perception is changing. They're basically... it's kind of like this, you know, we've been told that the cartoons are not real, and now we're realizing that those colors and those frequencies are actually real. So the 5D is a very elusive state, you know, bright colors with lights around the purple colors, light colors. I mean, the colors are different. Everything has colors of light behind it. And your body, your physical body, this is the biggest thing I think people understand, is your physical body cannot ascend into the 5D. There is no physical body. There's no physical conditions that's going into that format with that.
So, Jenny,
so
really quick.
Understand,
really quick, did we just move from the 4D to the 5D?
Or the 3D to the 4D?
Okay, I missed the step between the 4D.
I want to explain the 5D because that's the goal everybody's trying to get to, okay? So 5D is basically you don't need your body. You don't need your physical body. You're taking the spirit and the conscience and leaving. And then you can decide at the 5D the vessel you're going to use, but it will not be a flesh body. Now, 3D, we know how that works. There's, you know, it's just a basic understanding. People have developed into it. But to go into 4D is more of a transformation start. Everything's like a conjunction of information that you're reinstating into your soul. Your memory from which you were seated here will come back to your original conscience. So it's like a big train station. We're all at going, okay, we're relearning, we're redeveloping, we're understanding what the mind can do at its capacity of the full 100% instead of the, you know, the conscience that the 3D has presented. So the main thing is acquiring that connection with the Creator. No church, no religion is in the way of that now. So you can create in your own way, in your own development, with that real light. So as you, in the physical realm, you see things, you know, physical flesh, flesh and bone, and everybody thinks that that's the most important. It's not. It's not the most important. Ascending into what we are originally supposed to ascend into as a master of energy. You know, when we get to the ultimate, beyond the 5D, thinking possibility,
Jenny,
of being somewhere.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
So I think one of the things that we really love to focus on here with being curious is understanding how people acquire the skills, the gifts, the modalities, the understanding to have the conversation that you're having right now. And my understanding is that you got a lot of these gifts really, really early on in your life. In fact, I think you started giving readings for people when you were about 10 years old. So can you describe that process early on that allowed you to, I mean, in the physical form, literally be a child, but you're giving these readings and you're tuning into this higher level of consciousness. Can you describe what that experience was like?
Well, that process started before my soul went into the body. So the memory of the soul and having memory of being somewhere else, and then my soul went into the body, into my mom's stomach, and remember the frequency and the light before I was even born. So then that conscience confirmed to me and said to me, you shall follow our instructions and you shall follow our light. So I, at that point, at a very, very, very young age, and it wasn't earlier than that, I'd say 2 or 3, I was already exploring, trying to figure out where I needed to go, and saw things different right away. So as my mom would say, your priority was not to be here and pay attention to humans. It was your priority is with something else that I cannot compete with, nor get you to change your mind about.
Jenny, so when did you have that discussion with your mom? Like, how old were you? Like, when did you know that
what
you were...
Four.
Okay.
4 years old. I went through all the testing and stuff like that because even in school they couldn't get me to do what I was supposed to do. And so I went through all the childhood testing because they couldn't figure out how my brain worked a certain way and why it saw things I shouldn't have known. You know, it made humans uncomfortable, period. They don't like feeling like you
know
something.
Jenny, can you describe one of those experiences where you're like 4 or 5 and there's uncomfortableness in a room because you're saying that there's an angel in front of you, or just give...
There's a portal opened, and there's people coming
describe
down.
That, yeah. Right? Describe that as clearly as you can, please.
That's amazing, Brian. Nice job.
Okay, so this was probably the age of 3.5 to 4. So my mom had to confine me in the house or in the yard, because if she didn't do that, I would get out and I would just adventure. So there were many times that she would find me other places. I'm talking a mile down the road. She goes, "How did you get here?" And I kept telling her, "I followed the spirit." And she's just like, "You got to stop doing this." So you have to understand, it's a voice, a frequency, and a sound that tells me where I need to be, okay? So in situations where I saw a young girl pass on, and I was 3.5, and at a young age, you're trying to understand what you're supposed to do with that energy when you see it. So I learned that thing, how I can handle this, was I started getting all my dolls and burying them in the ground, because I wanted to do something for the soul at 3. You know what I'm saying? And then my mom would confirm that a girl died down the street. So it's not something you look at, well, this happened, that happened. It's every day it changes. You're not looking for it. It falls within your path on a daily presence. You know what
Jenny,
I'm saying?
When did you realize that what the information that you were getting and that you were feeling and then you were knowing was different than kids your age or even your parents and your adults? And you were able to process it on the earth?
It was right away. Okay. I mean, it was, you got to understand, my agenda was different. I didn't care whether they understood me or not. And that's a different knowing to say, it doesn't matter. I'm going to stay on track of what I'm supposed to be doing. Whether they like it or not, I don't have to explain it to them. I just got to keep going as they told me to keep going.
Jenny, I have to ask you, how was high school?
High school was scary for my friends, because if they would go do something, I would tell them what this is going to happen, or they shouldn't be in this car, or if I... That, to them, they're like, I ain't talking to you before I go on a date because I don't want to know. So it got to that point, and then as I grew up in a haunted house, too, by the way, it didn't affect me, but my grandmother got remarried. She married a new guy, and I just am very pure on seeing what I'm seeing and saying it, and I just looked at this guy, and I said, well, if you sit in that chair, you're going to die in it, and 4 years later, he died in the chair. So it is not a scary thing to me. It was just a knowing 100% what you're getting, and you don't speculate what you're getting. You know it's true, because the documentation will always follow the verification. So it's
and documentation
verified,
and verification is something very, very important to you. And we're going to dive deeper into that into the next segment, because I think that is something. You also work on missing artifacts and missing persons. I mean, there's so much that we could be covering with you. That is just.
Yeah.
So, okay, now dating. How is dating? I've got to ask you.
Dating, I was
that.
Very, very picky.
I'm sure
like
you
instantly.
Were.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't. I didn't want a boyfriend. I just wanted to experience, and but I also wanted to experience when I was in high school. I was already dating college guys, because the mindset of high school guys was I wasn't interested in. It's always about feeding the mindset, and it wasn't appealing to me. And I wanted a challenge. We always want a challenge in front
of
us
to
see how it is created and how it is developed. So we're not drawn into the normal stuff. We're drawn into experiences and change and all that stuff. So so I didn't find that maturity desirable. So with dating, it was like it is today, kind of in a way, with people. They just assume that you're knowing something, and they're very defensive of what you're picking up. We don't have time or energy to put into a person every second of every day. I don't do that. I don't open the door unless it needs to be opened. So it's just their perception of you're picking up something, and it's usually something they've done wrong, and they do not want you to bring it up, or they want you to talk about it. So it's just something that I think it's misconstrued, because as we enter a room, we are not focused on what you're doing. We only are focused when we need to open it up. It's very funny how people think that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, okay.
Well, I think,
go for it, Brian.
I was just going to say, this will bring us into a really exciting second segment here, because I'd love for you to share with the audience actually what it's been like for you to have a human experience, or if you've ever had a human experience. And I think if we can dive into that, it'll really help everyone get to know you more and also get to appreciate all your gifts on that 4D and 5D level. So we will be right back. This is Being Curious with Kelly and Brian on AM 950. See you soon. Welcome back, everyone. We are here with Jenny Seit. We took maybe a deep dive or a high dive. I'm not really sure, but we took some diving. And we finished up with really exploring what it was like for you to have access to these other dimensions. And then Kelly and I were both curious, what's it like for you to experience the 3D world, or do you ever tap into what it's like to be someone who's just experiencing their life in a 3D way? Do you ever give yourself like a date night to do that? Or I don't know. I'm just curious if you have to actually try to just be in the physical form or to have a physical 3D experience.
Like make yourself go to Disney World. Or, like, right? So like something that's considered a high vibrational human experience, but you're like, ooh.
Right. So the thing is, it's just probably when I go to restaurants and stuff like that. So when I'm trying to be a normal citizen and just go and do something that's not spiritual, it usually is fine until something happens. And I'm not rude about laying it in front of a person publicly. I don't like that. It puts them off on a situation. So just for an example, I'll go to a restaurant, and this woman, her mother was behind her. I didn't tell her, and she was just downloading details of information. So what I did to this woman, I was trying to eat dinner, and my friend's like, "What is wrong?" I'm like, "Shoot." So the daughter came up to me, and of course she took my order and everything, and I go, "Are you using your mother's recipe?" She's like, "Yeah." Oh. And then I go into the DNA, the description. I go, "Was your mom about 5'2", curly hair?" She goes, "Yes." So I go in for most mediums, and I've talked to Kelly about this. I like to go in for the DNA. I don't go in for just...
So did Jenny describe that?
Description.
Just describe
basic
that.
Basic description is, you know, everybody's... grandma's blankets on the table or grandma's chair or whatever. The DNA is the personality, the job, what they ate, what they drove, what the environment is. Those are things that are described, a tattoo. That is the DNA of that one spirit. But you know there's no way impossible you have to be talking to that person or conversations that they've had with them. And it's not vague. I don't go, there's a female spirit, there's a male spirit. Of course, there's either one or the other. I go, let's just go after exactly that one spirit. And then I take all the risk and sit with that spirit and get the information and sit in that conversation. And then I explain it to the human being. So when she was floored when I gave her all the information, and she goes, "Well, then can you ask her if she wants me to sell the restaurant?" So I'm very comfortable. I'm very discreet. If I have to go somewhere public, I do not announce what I am or who I am. Because it's your inviting yourself into a space that some of the stuff has not, you have not healed from. And when you're in there, just bluntly thrown out, it's not invited. So you have to find a subtle way that some people are not comfortable with. Even when you go to galleries, some people are just there, but they don't, they want to see it and observe it, but they don't want to be the person to explain it to them in a public way. I've seen that 100 times. So there's another level of details. Like I said, you're the, you know, some of them I can't describe because it's funny, too funny for radio. But one I did was in a gallery, and I just looked at the mother, and I just said, hey, your son did not die at the hands of you. They died from a doctor, and he was on drugs and medicated, and she just fell to the floor. And she, because she's like, you understand that I've been waiting for people around me to understand what happened, that I knew that was happening. And then the spirit showed me the feet of the baby and wings around the baby, and then described it. And then her daughter stood up in the crowd and pulled the shirt down, and the tattoo was on her back. That's the DNA. It is only prescribed to that energy, that source, that description, not a general thing you can throw out there to everybody, and it applies to everybody. That's where I think mediums need to get into the DNA and stop being general.
So, Jenny, another thing that you do is you work on missing artifacts and missing persons.
Right.
Because you go straight to the DNA, because you go straight to the details, you have that trust with that community that normally might not be as open-minded to working with someone like yourself. Tell us about a recent case that you've worked on that was just beautiful that you were part of it.
So I got a call. God, this had to have been, well, I'm not going to say recent. It was a highlighted case. 4 years ago, it was a Native woman that was pregnant with a child, and her aunt and niece reached out to me. This is what was funnier about it, and it wasn't a funny situation, but how spirit is. I saw the case. It was too local. I didn't want to get involved. And then within 30 minutes later, I get a phone call from the family. And, of course, you're like spirit going, right, I see what you're doing. And once that happens, then what I did is I gave the family the download, the information, the target, the atmosphere, where everything would be. And so I was up for 24 hours. They were trying to find the target area and everything. So what happened is one of the family members worked for the police, and the police and the family members rushed out to the area. They were trying to beat each other out there. And that's where they found her. In the exact condition, the exact environment, and the exact way. So, and after I do that, I just go to sleep or work on the next case. It's not something you glorify because it's a death. It's a hard situation to be in and go through. So, but I was there at the right time that they needed me to show the information so the family can heal and get the details of the information. And so that case did get prosecuted, but you know, I really believe that there was one suspect they left out and did not prosecute that person. So it happens. So you're in a huge format of information that you have to get out very quickly and be very fast on the target. And perception of levels that you look at for these cases, and the main target is the body or the condition that they find the body in. And the environment, down to the sound of what the road makes, how it vibrates, how the bridge vibrates, what's the ground look like, you know. And then it does go into how old the blood is, what it's dark, light, or red, you know. So all those interpretations, and then you form it into an understanding that they can understand and go after the targets.
How did you connect with law enforcement? Or, I mean, how do you get connected to be someone dispatched to help with missing artifacts or missing person? How did you connect with those communities? Because it must be kind of hard to go, hi, I'm a psychic medium. I can see stuff.
I never did it that way.
That's why I'm joking, Jenny.
So what I did is actually the family members are the ones that reached out to me. And I still work with more of the family members than I do the cops. And I'll tell you why. Because the family members are persistent. They stay on target on things, and they make them look at things. They make them, there's one in North Dakota out in, I think it was Bismarck. I actually drew four suspects, and I was dead on four before even the cops got the information. The mother's like, they got them all. So the thing is it's what you get before you start it, how your focus is. You got to understand that it's not about me. It's about just giving the information through me. And I'm not emotionally attached to it. I'm not supposed to be, to give the information accurately.
So with all of that, my curious nature is peaked. Do you enjoy what you do? Does it feel like it's beyond your human experience, or are you able to feel a sense of contribution or anything like that?
It's like what they said from the beginning. I keep going and doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You're not sitting there in the back looking for glorification of knowing that you're right, because when you learn to develop early, you already learn that they're going to be right. I'm saying it is a conscience of knowing and having no doubt with them whatsoever. Okay, when you don't have that doubt, things flow completely. It's when that doubt comes in that kills the accurate information. That is the thing. You're deciding, am I going to appease the flesh, which is appease the client, or am I going to appease spirit? And I've always chose spirit over what the human understands. You stay on that target of that vessel of that information, just like artifacts. Artifacts, you're taking all the risk. You're on a property and they're looking for certain items on the property, and you're zoning into this area and you're telling them how to find it. I had one in Moorhead, and she couldn't find any of the documentation for the property. It was down to, like, we've got to find it. And then I finally did a remote viewing, and I told her where it was, and you're going to look in a wall, and it's a cream envelope, and it's got sticky stuff all over it, and that's where she found it. She goes, I cannot believe I found all the certification. But I'm not on the end going, wow, that's great. I'm at the end going, okay, I got to move on to the next one. So you're not looking back. You're waiting 4 or 5 years for those people to come to you with a verification, you know? So when you're just doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're not looking back. You're looking forward. What's the next thing you got to do? That's the whole thing about this. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing daily.
Do you have any human passions, like cooking or hiking?
Horseback riding.
Okay.
I'm an animal communicator too. I take out to my cows.
There's a lot of very spiritual people that tend to be attracted to horses. Is there any reason behind that?
Yeah, there's a somber tone with them. An intelligent tone that you tap into. It's like the creator. And you get that moment with them that they understand your vibration and you understand there's a complete solid relationship, but you have to work on it with horses. They just don't let you in. They know that you're nourishing them, you know? And that's the same thing. I took a singing bowl out to my cows, and I just started doing it. And it was really funny because they just started coming around and sitting in a circle, and just the tone and the vibration, when you're paying attention to them a certain way, a certain tone, certain frequency, they get it.
Jenny, I love that you just kind of slid in that you brought a singing bowl and played that for your cows and they got a circle. I'm like, I'm just like going, oh my gosh, that's awesome. I'm also seeing you when you are going back to what Brian's asking about human experience. I see you riding a horse. And again, maybe this might be just a picture of it, not exactly what it is. But I'm seeing you actually riding bareback in a full, like, gallop. And your hair is blowing back. And you're connected with the animal and you're connected with Earth. And I get that that's a beautiful human experience for you.
Right. Well, actually, that happened when I was seven.
Okay.
So I jumped on into a field and I did get on the horse bareback. And then my mom just seeing me, what are you doing? You know, it's just how you connect that way. So that is that's a true story.
Well, goodness gracious, isn't that fun? No,
there's no fear. Just try it. Just develop it. Just go through it. Don't be worried about anything.
Well, you could do a session just on that. And as we're wrapping up this segment, I really want to talk because you're talking about doubt, and I think doubt also complements fear, and there's a lot of that going on in the world. What we also want to do in the next one is really talk about how people can connect with you and work with you. And I know you are having a special offer for the AM950 and Edge community. There's just a lot that we can talk about. So I'm going to pause you for just a moment while we take a break. This is the Being Curious with Kelly and Brian show. Today we're with Jenny Seit. Things are fantastic. We're on AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And we will be back in just a little bit.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. And we are going to get really, really curious because we are wondering, Jenny, if there's anything that Spirit is bringing to you right now for either one of us that maybe you're called to share. And then we want to dive into, of course, all of your gifts, all of your offers, and the incredible generous things that you're going to be bringing to the show today.
Well, and this is the interesting thing about Jenny. So by the way, viewers and listeners and all of our beautiful AM950 family, we are on Zoom. So because Brian is not in studio and Jenny's not in studio, so we're doing this so we can see each other. And I know that Jenny is a drawer and I'm watching her on the Zoom feed. Just she grabbed a pen. She's got her pencil. She's got her paper. She's flowing. Just wanted to bring everybody to that moment. Okay. I interjected. I'm sorry, Jenny.
That's okay. Let's go with Brian's energy. So this is a thing with how Spirit is presenting him. Is he's all about understanding. He's all about going through the journey and wanting to learn from the journey. But there's this frequency that's beyond this planet that is a desire inside him to totally understand it and try to put it together and figure it out. And it's actually an addiction of figuring it out. I just got to know. I've got to put it together. And so I'm going to go right into the species that goes into it. So, and because I do this alien analysis stuff and where you're originally from, just like me, I had the understanding before I was here where I came from. Where you, I think you had to develop it along and have some memory, eclipses of memories that were coming. So in these type of hybrid-looking energies. It actually looks like a bluebird. You know, I have to go look at their, and they're so gentle, but they set the information in front of you, and they're really about the healing side of things. I can actually do a drawing. I always do paintings and drawings of their species. I can do that too. But so your energy resides with them. And you're trying to put yourself in a human condition with this, And they're like, no, you need to step in and do it first into the being. And you're going to understand it better by trying to not put yourself in a box and just going with the information and, you know, processing through the mind instead of your environment that's around you. You have to just go into it for yourself and trust it all the way. Because these flashes of information are coming in a lot. And you're just trying to get the attention. Where is it going to fit? You know, where do I lay in this information together? And the whole thing is like, that type of situation is also goes back to your spiritual DNA. What your information resides for. So for you, if you came to me as a student, the first thing I would get you to do is I would blindfold the heck out of you. Because I don't want you to think with your two eyes. I want you to think with your mind's eye and go through that door and open that door. So the med beds and the healing modalities are going to be big for you in the future. You're going to be addicted to being around it and being a part of it and figuring it out and being driving behind it. Because it's like this. You get to a certain point here, and you feel like you're not learning anymore, and you're like, I need, and like Spirit always tells me, just go up. And I think you're at that level. It's like, I got to go up now. I got to access the door on my own. Because it's not someone you're going to learn from like me. It's just you accessing the door that you need to go through finally and trust it. And once you go through that, you're going to see stuff that you'll be amazed by. The vision. And so each one of us that are working in this and developing, we have the power to tap into it. You just got to be comfortable about opening the door and seeing in the dark, developing in the dark energy. Because there's a lot of information in dark energy. And I'm not talking about negative energy. I'm just talking about darkness and light work together. And so with this, I think you have to go back earlier and remember some stuff at a young age that's been pushed down and redevelop it and go back to it, record it back, and go into it. Once you go into it, it'll open up and develop. So does that help you?
Beautiful. I love it. We just tapped in, and I can assure everyone listening that there were many things that Jenny just said that were totally spot on, and Jenny and I have never, ever talked to each other, never been in each other's presence, talked on the phone, or anything. So thank you. That was really fun.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Jenny. That was fantastic. So now what should we talk about? I mean, like, what haven't we covered in this brief little time?
Well, I think the future. Here.
Okay, hold on. I was waiting for the thought bubble that Brian had above his head to be integrated. Oh, yeah.
Well, so two things. One, I would love for you to share with the audience what you've tuned into right now in the future so that people can really get that. And I know that a lot of people are very confused and scared, so I definitely want to hear that. And then I also want to follow that up with how can people get in touch with you? How can people receive your brilliance? How can people tune in to you in the best way?
Well, you know, it's hard to explain because I got everything on my website. So you have to go through the categories of there, especially world predictions. I'm pretty, and it's just because people say I'm pretty accurate on world predictions. Like I've been, it was recently that I was telling people 6 months ago, invest in Disney, invest in Disney. It's going to go down. It's going to go down. Everybody's like, man, I wish I would have listened to you. You know? So there's stuff like that I do. Investments, like I do projects for land and gravel corporations for seeing dirt underneath, stability and all that stuff too. So there's that side of things for a corporation that I work with on that to look at something that before they start to open up, go into water, land or whatever. And then there's a teaching side, you know, where I teach spirituality, alien frequency, understanding, identification, But the predictions are pretty, everybody pays attention to my predictions. And one of the biggest things I've been talking about is this California earthquake that would start in Mexico. And people this week have been on me about what's happening down in Mexico. They're having these earthquakes. And then I said it would go all the way up. And I draw all of them. I draw the descriptions of how it is before it even comes out. It could be up to a year. It can be 6 months. But I do that. So,
Jenny, do you have a spot on your website that you have your drawings?
There's so many. I would take me... Go into Instagram has a bunch of
social,
them.
Right?
Instagram has a bunch of them in there because it's easier to present it in there. And so, and then I, when I talk in my YouTube or anything, that people see the information there all the time. So they always relay back to it and they wait for things to confirm. That's the biggest thing is about confirming it after it happens. Just like we did ice storms or storms for New York. So they would come in, water level would be only to one level, and would come in once and then go back out and come in again. That happened, and I actually drew the city and all how it would come in, and that happened this past year. And there's been, you know, volcano events that I predicted that were consistent on that too. So there's a lot of things. You have to dig for the documentation, but all the documentation's out there in the public.
So what are you feeling about California right now? And since there is some rumblings in Mexico, what are your guides telling you?
Well, I did four or five drawings on that. I did the recent one. I did the actual ground, actually the darkness of the ground, the level, how stable it is, how it's not stable, what areas, how the mountains so will have a mudslide coming down because it's going to shake that. Most of your coastland from Long Beach all the way up to Fort Bragg, it's going to be chopped off. There's no stability underneath it when it happens, and that's why it's going to be one of the last events that happen, because they know it's going to go. They know it's not going to be stable. So I've been on that one since 2019, and we're coming up to that timeline that it's going to show. So it'll start in Mexico, it'll go all the way up.
So you talked about doubt, and I think doubt and the frequency of fear. And since we have just a couple moments left of our show, I really – and we talked about at the beginning that we were to talk about the positive things that are also happening in the world.
Right. There's some good things.
Right? And with that fear and with that doubt and with that frequency that's going on, you mentioned turn your TV off. Okay.
Right.
What are other things that we can do to – as an everyday, whether your mindset is in 3D, 4D, 5D, 12D, whatever, but like, what are things as we're having a human experience on the earth plane? What else can people do to help with that fear and either addressing
right.
the fear, playing with the fear, processing the fear, and then then getting to the point of rediscovering joy and love and curiosity? And what can they do? Can they go ride horses? Can they go walk barefoot? Well, we're in Minnesota in the snow. Is it like what are different things that people can do to have? Is it playing your? Is it going to buy a singing bowl and going copping a squat in your front yard and playing it for 20 minutes? Like, what are some things that you think that would be really good for anybody listening to the show? Like little simple easy things that we could be doing to move that wet blanket of fear and doubt.
So this is the thing. The environment's around you that tells you what's going on. The oxygen level in our planet is changing. And the environment, the trees and the ground and the leaves, and how the spring will blossom differently, that plants haven't blossomed in 10 years are going to respond to the environment before the human conscience is. Nature is telling you it's changing. Nature is telling you that things are going to grow different out of the garden. They're going to be more pure, you know, and they're saying, get your hands in the ground. You're going to see something blossom that you haven't seen before because our environment is being cleared up. It is changing. It is bringing in great energy and moving out old debris and old issues completely. So your response to that would be nature. Nature is the first conscience. It's already responding to it, because we're going into a situation that we're going to start taking care of our planet in a different way. It's going to rinse off the old stuff, and the new stuff, you're going to see it blossom and recreate a way that you have not seen it recreate.
Okay, so we're turning the TV off. We're getting into nature, whatever that looks like for people. What other things that
right.
we can do?
Listen to high vibration music. None of the low frequency. Moji is a good one. He's always a great teacher. He's a great shaman. That frequency, clear words that you can understand. That really, when you get to a point of when it rings in your ear, you want to go higher than that. Teach your frequency to go up higher. So I get the highest point that you can with shaman music and then go up higher from there. So that's the whole thing. You're in tuning your frequency, your conscience, and rising above that. So, and you'll notice how it changes week after week. That's why the singing bowl is really good at getting that consistency of that tone and then moving up higher with that vibration. If you do that, you're going to see it grow and blossom, and it's going to react through your body with your solar plex completely, the center of it.
Jenny and I were
when I'm doing that.
Jenny and I were talking a couple weeks ago, and she's like, I asked her what we could be doing, and she's like, get your singing bowl and just play it and play it. Climb into your singing bowl and just keep playing it. So I've been
right.
doing that. That's great. Jenny, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I definitely – we only have just a short amount of time, and I want to make sure that people can find out how to get a hold of you. So you are on Instagram. That is like your main social medium, right?
So that's the one I'm on most of the time. People are – you know, message me a lot on there. And then
– your YouTube channel?
Yeah, the YouTube is big. I'm on Truth now.
Okay. Your website, what's your website?
www.jennysfight.net.
Okay, and how about your email address? So if anybody has been intrigued.
Everything's on the website.
On the website. Okay, perfect. Then we got everything on the website. Jenny, thank you. Like, I think we just scratched the surface. We're going to have to get you back on, I would probably say, in another month or so. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Brian, anything you want to add before we wrap things up with Miss Jenny?
Definitely just feels like a first step. Thank you for coming on.
Beautiful. This is the Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. Thank you, Jenny. We're on AM 950. We've got a lot coming up. This is fantastic. Thank you all for joining us today. We are honored to have you and blessed. Have a great day.